You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis's apostolic visit to Colombia shines the light on a nation in which the Catholic Church has not only taken an active role in peace negotiations between the government and guerrilla groups, but has also made it its mission to accompany the countless innocents caught in the crossfire, affirming their dignity and fighting for their rights. As the nation embarks on what analysts describe as a long road to reconciliation and reconstruction, Monsignor Hector Fabio Henao, director of Caritas Colombia and representative for the Colombian bishops to the National Council for Peace, explained to me that throughout the 52-year armed conflict, the Colombian Bishops' Conference has accompanied and cared for victims and is committed to be a fundamental actor in the process of reconciliation.
I have been facilitating some conversations some years ago around the release of a number of foreigners kidnapped in the northern part of Colombia. Some of them is from Israel and Spain, Germany and United Kingdom. Then I have been in contact in different occasions with the different guerrillas just to try to convince them to have a negotiation with the government. At the moment, we see the results of that work, but there have been not just myself in the Bishop Conference. I have been very committed, and I have been a delegate for those conversations. So that means that the Catholic Church itself in Colombia is extremely committed in peace and reconciliation since many years ago. That is important to say, that when nobody here in Colombia expected or believed in a peace process, the bishops insisted several times the need to have an accord, to have conversations to solve the internal armed conflict. We managed to have those conversations, and at the moment the process is on the phase of implementation.
You have a long road ahead. The next step, obviously, is implementation, also reconciliation. How do you see things proceeding?
Yes, the process, the negotiation process in Havana, here in Colombia, at the very beginning, the people didn't have enough information about the discussions at the different points. So that allowed to have false information. Even the people started to feel not very confident with the negotiations. Last year, in October, when the government invited the people to vote in favor, to approve the negotiations in a plebiscite, most of the people voted against, voted no. And at that moment, we realized very clear, all the country realized very clear that they were a very polarized situation. The people was extremely divided, those in favor and those against, with positions so far each other. We started immediately to work on that. And the bishops here released a very important document called Artisans of Peace, Pardon and Reconciliation, which encouraged the parishes and encouraged the dioceses to work very hard on the issue of reconciliation and to try to build bridges among the different sectors of the society. This is not to build bridges with different armed groups, but within the society, which is, as I said before, extremely divided. So at the moment, this is one of the most important challenges here in Colombia. Is reconciliation. So we need to work on that. That will take time. That will take probably at least one decade. And on the other hand, we have also a situation related to a recognition of the rights of the victims, which need more efforts and need more decisions to give them the real recognition of their rights.
Now, it is no secret that Pope Francis is traveling to Colombia at exactly this time to build bridges, and he will be present at several acts of reconciliation. He'll be saying Mass and a prayer in Villa Vicencio. How important is the Pope's presence in this moment?
The Pope's presence is quite important for us here in Colombia. On one hand, we will have a lot of people, masses. The Pope will have the opportunity to engage everybody, to reflect more about the gospel, about how Jesus built the reconciliation and destroy those walls which divide the people. That is probably the most important message from the Holy Father to Colombia, is to encourage us to go forward, to start to walk toward reconciliation. In fact, for the visit of the Pope, the Bishop Conference chose a phrase which is, let's give the first step, let's start to walk toward reconciliation. That is what we expect, and the Holy Father in this apostolic visit will focus a lot on that. We must to reveal society, the real confidence among the different sectors in the society.
Monsignor Henao, I have read that it is your deep belief that an agrarian reform is needed, as is the inclusion of people living in the countryside. Why do you think this is so important?
This is important because the countryside has been the main place for the armed conflict. The countryside have been destroyed for decades due to the confrontation between guerrillas and the government. Even the paramilitaries, they started to fight in many cases against the people, the peasants, and the local communities living in those areas. So the people in the rural areas had suffered too much, and they had to survive and somehow after the attacks and the massive massacres they suffered. Many have been internally displaced. We have around 8 million internally displaced in Colombia, and they had to leave everything behind when they left the countryside. So now, probably the first challenges for the country is to rebuild the life in those areas and to give the peasants the opportunity to produce and to change through their work the situation. I think that is costly indeed in one hand, but on the other hand, that is the first need we have, is to give another opportunity, to give a dignity for to the people living in those areas, in particular the areas affected by the armed conflict in the rural zones.
Are you hopeful? Are you positive? What legacy do you hope the Pope's visit will leave the people of Colombia?
I'm very positive. The Holy Father has a lot of capacity to get in contact with the people, to listen to the people. His message is always very clear, and he's very committed with peace and reconciliation and with the human development. I think that is what we need at the moment. And after the visit, we will start almost immediately the presidential campaign for the next year elections. So he arrives in a very crucial moment. This is the first election after the negotiations with the FARC guerrilla. And on the other hand, the negotiation with the other guerrilla, the ELN, National Liberation Army, is going on in Ecuador at the moment. So he arrives in a very, very important historic moment for Colombia, a moment when the people need to listen about the reconciliation, where the people need to see that the reconciliation is possible and that we can, with the support of everybody, we are able to build peace in our country.
Just finally, are Colombians religious people? How are they awaiting the Pope?
The people at the local parishes, they are very committed, working very hard. The people want to participate, to be part of the big ceremonies the Pope will have here in different cities. He will visit four different points of Colombia. He will focus in each of the points in different issues, and the people want to listen to him, and the people want to welcome the Holy Father. So, in my opinion, the people here, in general, are waiting, looking forward for the visit of the Holy Father. This year, which is important, the Holy Father will arrive to Colombia during the Week of Peace. We celebrate the Week of Peace since 30 years ago, and he will arrive during that week. That is a very interesting coincidence, but at the same time, that allow us to link both issues, both events. And in general, the people, I mean, in the schools, etc., everywhere, they had a tradition to celebrate in September the Week of Peace. This time, the people is linking that to a visit to the Holy Father, which is quite important.
That was Monsignor Hector Fabio Henao, Director of Caritas Colombia.